fabulous fundraisers, I'm Dan Lego. Buckle up. It's a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers just like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations and chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. Let's get going. Welcome back, Raise Nation Radio. I'm so happy to connect with you again. Love that we have this platform to bring you all our latest topics in fundraising. Can you believe we are celebrating almost our third anniversary and almost 150 episodes? And that's all because of you. You've made the show popular. You've been a guest on the show. You told us what you wanted to hear. And I hope we're looking forward to another, I don't know, 30 more years of this, because it sure is fun. And today's topic is even more fun. There's no shortage of fun with what we're going to be talking about today. How does this sound? The most to die for bucket list luxury destinations and homes that you could leverage to grow your impact. Come on, that's just fun, right? I mean, we're not talking about data segmentation and personalization. That stuff's important, but not necessarily fun. This is fun. And to help me do that, I have brought in an expert who has really taken this whole idea of travel packages. I don't even want to call them travel packages, but we're going to talk about why this is so special and different. But it's taken, together with her team and the company, has taken just travel to a whole different level. So please help me welcome Jennifer Williams. She's the senior manager of Inspirato for Good. So underscore that word Inspirato, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Jennifer, welcome to Raise Nation Radio.
Thank you, Dawn, so much for having me. And I'm excited to have some fun with you.
Yeah, this is fun. I've had the pleasure of working with you and your team and my ride or die, Diana Fragnito. And I should point out why we've been working together, right? We have an agreement with each other. You're going to help us and we're going to help you. And together, we're going to help all the nonprofits out there grow their impact by leveraging these luxury homes. So we do have a formal partnership in place. It's so great to be married to you, if you will. And, you know, to the audience that's listening, a lot more of that to come in the weeks and months ahead and how you could leverage all this good stuff that we're talking about. So with that, I want to jump in because we have so much to talk about. But you know what? First, Jennifer, our audience would love to get to know you. So would you mind introducing yourself, sharing whatever you feel comfortable sharing, and tell us about Inspirato and Inspirato for Good, so everyone has a very clear understanding.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. I am truly humbled and honored to have been with Inspirato, our core business, for almost 10 years now. I'll be there 10 years in December. So I'm a bit of a dinosaur, as they say.
That's
all good, because truly it's been an exceptional opportunity for me to understand our business, the ins and outs. And when I first started with Inspirato, I worked primarily in the Midwest. I'm based in the Chicagoland area. Our corporate headquarters is in Denver, Colorado. And I got to know about 98% of my members here in the Midwest. We had about 1,500 members. And my first task was get out there, meet everybody, understand what their travel needs were, share the values of Inspirato. And I kept hearing over and over and over again, how can we give back to nonprofits that are near and dear to us? So these were folks who were joining Inspirato. Inspirato as a core business, we're a luxury destination brand. And we afford the opportunity.
I like those words strung together. Luxury destination brand. Oh, come on. That's exciting.
So, and what we've really done is differentiated ourselves in the entire marketplace outside of where folks can just go and rent homes. You're rolling the dice. And Inspirato has over a $2 billion portfolio. comprised mostly.
Is that all? $2 billion? That's all?
Just a drop in the bucket. Multi-million-dollar homes in the most sought-after destinations around the world where discerning travelers want to go. And we control, maintain, and manage all of these properties. We go in and brand everything in Inspirato. So imagine walking into a Four Seasons or a Ritz, and you walk in and it's pristine. But all of these homes have beautifully appointed chef-grade kitchens and luxury linens and Sonos sound systems.
Oh, what's the thread count on those linens?
It's quite high, John.
Okay, good.
It is very
high.
You know,
my husband says you could never spend too much money on good linens.
He's not wrong.
Yes, there is a difference. There is a difference for sure.
That is one of the number one things that we hear from folks who do join Inspirato. And they know that they rented properties outside and will the sheets be scratchy? No, they will not be scratchy.
Okay.
So they're very happy to know that. But coupled with that certainty of knowing what you're getting when you're an Inspirato member, you have five-star service. So a pre-planning team that gets to know you.
I heard it's more like 5.5 stars. I heard it was more,
Yes, we're very conservative. We like to say 5-star, but if you speak with our 16,000 members,
yeah, they'd go higher. They probably would say, I wish there was a 6-star to give and maybe
extra.
A 10, right? Yeah.
That's exactly right. So that service is impeccable and we're not just saying that is really what our, you know, kind of our die on the hill, making sure that our members are serviced properly with an on-site concierge that's dedicated. Once they arrive, they will have groceries pre-stocked, dinner reservations, spa appointments, tea times. And because the concierge are employed by Inspirato and they're local to the area, we have boots on the ground. So if you need a hard to get dinner reservation, Javier knows how to get you into a place in Cabo. Or we've got Simona, who's in Tuscany, who knows the perfect chefs to bring into property. So these are individuals that are part of the Inspirato family. And the last piece really that folks are drawn to is because of our business model, where we long-term lease all of the inventory, we can hand down verifiable savings to members. So they're saving 30 to 60% when they travel versus open market pricing. How does Inspirato for Good come into all of this? So glad.
Please tell us.
So 2 years ago, our founder had come to us, myself and my former vice president, Krista Morton, and said, look, you guys have been clamoring about creating a philanthropic vertical within Inspirato. Members have been asking for it. Now's the time to do it. Let's go. So we launched Inspirato for Good primarily out of member ask and need. And so we've got this terrific vertical that allows us to take our beautiful multi-million dollar properties and offer them to nonprofits so that we can help them make thousands of dollars of difference. Just in the last 2 years, we've helped nonprofits raise over $10 million. I have over—
Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you. We're doing so much good. We have over 4,000 donors traveling with us and taking these amazing trips to our multi-million dollar properties. And they're truly getting a taste of Inspirato and they're just loving every minute of it. So at the core, we want to be able to help nonprofits amplify their raise and be able to utilize what we've already been doing for the last 13 years now with nonprofit organizations around the country.
Yeah, I love that. I love the philanthropic arm, right? It's really special and rewarding. And listen, travel is not new for nonprofits, right? They're doing more than likely doing some form of travel, whether they're cobbling their own packages together because a board member owns a home and they're trying to figure that out.
That pain point, Dawn. That's a major pain point.
Yeah, for sure. Or, you know, they're using travel consignment companies and, you know, consignments had a bad name. It gets a bad rap. I don't know that that's fair and deserving, because when you think about the board member and his vacation property and communicating back and forth with him and getting it cleaned before and cleaned after and being responsible, and I don't know what kind of legal responsibility is, then, you know, getting the donor and the donor having a less than quality experience and, oh my God, you can't use it this day because the
oh
my God.
Yeah, it's all the things. They have to play travel concierge and we take all of that off the nonprofit because we already have an entire group of individuals now just dedicated to serving the donors. So that heavy lift is taken off of them. The other
piece you touched on. It's really worth it.
Yeah. And the other piece you touched on consignment is we're very different than consignment. And here's how. Consignment companies are needing to source their inventory when it comes to travel or any other product. With Inspirato, this is our inventory. So we don't go in and put an additional markup cost on what a nonprofit is paying for a package. If it's a $5,000 reserve package, that's what my members are paying for that trip. And as I shared earlier, that pricing is already 30 to 60% less than open market. So really,
it's
the
less
benefit,
than open market, and it's correct. Not marked up.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's why it really doesn't, we don't fit in that true consignment bucket because of that. And that's what I love to be able to share with nonprofits, that your donors are going to feel like they're getting an incredible value. But furthermore, they're there to give back to the nonprofit that evening, and they're getting a luxury vacation on the side. And that's what we want to be able to do for them.
I really want to underscore that, because when you pay your reserve, you're paying for a number of things, including what you just mentioned, the companies involved being profitable. But with Inspirato, you're still paying a reserve, but you're getting all goods and inventory in return. Not to say that you're not a for-profit company, you know, you are, but there's nothing additional, and you're passing on the savings with the way you run your operation. That's big, right? You're giving 100% experience to your donors. Part of that is not markup. Part of that is a deep discount, because you've chosen the business model at Inspirato that you had. So a nonprofit can really have confidence when that auction closes, or however they're leveraging their packages these days. Because, you know, it's not just auction anymore. It's not just live auction. It's sweepstakes. It's
That's
live.
Right.
It's silent. It's, you know, an online raffle that goes for a period of time. It's, you know, bid on something on the ninth hole of the golf course. It's have your own travel shop, right? Everybody travels. Why not have your own travel shop on your website? So there's been a lot of movement with travel to grow impact, but you can have that confidence with Inspirato. And I think that's important to underscore for sure.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing that. I'd also say the travel piece is big, right? There are a lot of nonprofits that are drawn to travel. And I think the primary reason is because everyone loves to travel. Travel brings people together. And what donors want is a hard to get experience. The totality of
something
the Inspirato
unique.
Experience is unique. That's exactly right. And they don't want to feel like they can just go get it on their own.
Yeah.
So that's what really, really differentiates Inspirato. And I love so much that so many donors, so many of them are looking at packages in the travel space because they want to be closer with their family and their friends and have this really incredible experience to do that. But because they gave back to the nonprofit, it'll always draw it back to the nonprofit. We're here in Costa Rica right now because we purchased a package at an auction this evening. And or last evening, or whenever they got jumped on a plane to go. Some do go last minute, right? So they're sitting there thinking also about the nonprofit, and it brings it full circle. So that nonprofit is really excited knowing that their donors are well taken care of. They've taken this exceptional trip. And guess what? They're going to come back the next year, and they're going to bring more people.
Look for another trip. Yeah.
And look for another trip, but bring friends, which is what nonprofits want to fill their donor funnel.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about some of these destination properties, because they are special. They're unique.
Thank you. They
are just to die for, right? Bucket list all the way. And I think that's really important and relevant to where we are right now. Donors are speaking. We need to listen. They would rather quality, VIP experiences, something special, something unique, and by gosh, that is Inspirato. So can we talk about some of these homes and give us some examples? Let's with our words, create a vision for everyone. Because what I love about this is it's not just, you know, four people going to Cancun on a trip at, and they got you know, it's
That's
not
right.
that. It is a story from the minute they win that item. It is like, you're not going to believe this, but I went to XYZ Gala last night and I'm going to, you're going to fill in the blank.
There
and,
you go.
And it's that whole story experience that starts long before they get on the plane.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of that inventory. It
is absolutely. So what's beautiful about Inspirato as a core business is we've identified inventory in the hottest vacation destinations around the globe. And so your donors will have the opportunity to travel to those destinations. So once they win their package, we're going to get them into our hands of our expert donor travel specialists. And let's say they've chosen, they're going to Costa Rica. So Costa Rica is their travel choice. They're going to book the trip with the travel specialist. And then immediately they're going to be put in touch with the on-site concierge in Costa Rica. They'll work with them. They'll get all of their flight itineraries situated with them, their ground transportation. They'll understand what guests are traveling and what activities do they like to do or do they want to stay away from. The concierge will build a beautiful itinerary prior to their arrival. And then once they arrive, Enrique is going to meet you at your property. He'll be standing there waiting with the keys to the door. And it's a key card.
I like
so
that.
Everyone there will meet Enrique. He will have chips, salsa, margaritas, fresh fruit already waiting for you and your fridge already fully stocked with your groceries.
Wow.
And you love that.
How many times I go on vacation and my first thing is I got to go to the grocery store.
That's
because
right. Yeah.
I have a family of four, me, my husband, and my two kids, right? No one eats the same thing. And everybody likes a snack from the minute they get up to the minute they, and you know, I don't want to spend $8 for,
yeah,
you know, for,
right.
you know, bag of chips, right?
Exactly.
So,
it'll
I like Enrique. He's my new best friend.
Enrique is there and he is going to then walk you through your home. Lots of light switches, lots of little nuances to know about the house. So he's expert. Here's the Wi-Fi. Here's the Sonos. Here's how everything works. And then let's talk about your first adventure. So he has you booked to go ziplining tomorrow. Either you can utilize your car rental that he's already set up for you, or they're going to have car service come pick you up and bring you to the venue that you'll go ziplining. And then he's going to tell you that your housekeeper is going to make breakfast for the cost of groceries. I see that tomorrow Rosita will be here and she'll be preparing a beautiful egg, bacon, and fruit breakfast for you. Coffee will be made when you wake up in the morning. You won't have to lift a finger. She will handle all of the dishes. She'll handle all of the cleaning. No one is to make a bed. Don't worry about a thing. So your housekeeper is not only going to make breakfast, but she's also going to handle all of your housekeeping throughout the entire week of your stay. Every single day, Dawn, is going to be just like that. So Enrique will be at your disposal should you need anything 24/7. He lives in his own home in destination. And so what's great about Enrique is that he's not just a nice to have. Sometimes it's a need to have.
Yeah.
If you have a medical emergency, if you have a flat tire or something should happen, he's there to assist in any way. He comes and he'll check you out and there's nothing to do. He'll help load all of your things into the car and you're off and on your way. So
I like the local the connection, right? Like
yes.
It connects the,
important.
Yeah, it connects because you don't know the area, right?
No,
and
that's
let
right.
Let me tell you, every single time I go on vacation, something happens, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
We're not being as mindful or we don't know our surroundings. So
I just like that
local flavor.
It offers people the opportunity to not be concerned about traveling kind of outside of their comfort zone. And a lot of folks have said, I really wanted to go to Costa Rica, or I really wanted to go to Croatia, or even I really wanted to go to Scrub Island in the British Virgin Islands. I don't know anything about that destination,
yeah.
but there's a concierge there, or I want to feel safe when I go to Mexico. And you have that certainty when you're traveling with our Inspirato packages.
Wow. Now, when you win an Inspirato package, do you also get like a 3-month membership to
6 months?
Six months.
Yeah. So what we found is that donors are loving the fact that they can either add on nights if they want at these deeply discounted member only rates.
Uh-huh.
But furthermore, they can use this to travel. They're already traveling. So if they already have a trip in mind and they've already utilized their package, they can take another trip or two or three within the 6 month period of time. You can travel as much as you'd like to really experience Inspirato outside of the package you purchased.
Yes. Wow. That's very generous and exciting.
Yeah. So it's a great
I want to go on an Inspirato trip.
Let's go. My God. We'll find Diana too. We'll bring her with us.
Oh, I don't go anywhere without Diana. My ride or die. I mentioned that earlier. So I'm going to ask you two questions. Can we get more specific? Because we're painting this, you know, glorious picture. But
yeah.
What's one of your favorite properties? Let's go a little into detail on one of your favorite properties.
Sure.
And then can you share a success story with us? How has either a nonprofit leveraged and done successful in their fundraising? Or what was a donor feedback experience, you know, some feedback from the donor?
Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely.
So your I just hit you with a lightning round.
Yes.
Favorite home, a success story, and a donor testimonial.
Yeah.
Lay it all on me.
You got it. I have probably two of my most favorite spots are in Cabo. And one is in Esperanza. And I shouldn't say Cabo, but in Mexico, Esperanza is just beautiful. So if you know the Esperanza brand, we have 3 and 4 bedroom villas there that are just exceptional. And I've loved traveling there with my family. There's not a swimmable beach there. And my family likes the beach. So rather than drive to the beach, we then would choose if we want just beach, we're going to Punta de Mita. And those homes are gorgeous. The beach is swimmable. And the units there are beautiful. The villas are 3 and 4 bedroom. And we just had a wonderful experience there. Domestic, if you ask me domestic, we're just back from Newport Coast in Pelican Hill, one of my favorite spots to go out west. And those villas and the resort are just spectacular. Whether you play golf or want to use the spa. And the area is just so charming with Laguna Beach just down the road that you can shop, you can dine, and just everything is right there at your fingertips. You can never leave the resort and still be happy. So domestic, that's probably my number one spot right now. I am a Caribbean girl too. So I'm going to tell you that I do love myself some Caribbean. To answer your next question about donor experience. So donors have really, truly loved traveling to Europe with us, whether it's Croatia or whether it's Italy or even London. Those experiences have been exceptional. Costa Rica is another hot spot for donors. They've come back and just said that trip has been a trip of a lifetime. They could never imagine putting that together on their own or even having travel folks that they've worked with previously.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you do, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
This is what
we
do. Yeah.
We also work very closely with our friends at Casa Palmero, which is out at Pebble Beach. And so we've had donors go out and play Pebble Beach because of our excellent relationship with them. And we've got a package which includes golf. So they can go out and stay in this beautiful 5+ star resort, and it's very exclusive, and they get tee times on the Pebble Beach golf course. So that's been another exceptional experience. One of the donors who recently came back from Italy, she was a family who wanted to do something.
I have my sights on Italy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me hear it.
The concierge put together a photo shoot.
What?
Not only did they take beautiful, stunning pictures all over the grounds of this beautiful property, she had a makeup artist come. She had somebody come and handle all the wardrobing for the family. And they had the most wonderful, fun kickback. I mean, they were in trees. They were all over the property. They were in gardens. They were in olive groves.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing.
I need to do a shout out to my daughter, Alyssa. Our audience, I think, knows Alyssa at this point. Alyssa,
yeah.
Are you listening, honey? we're very lucky here at One Cause on our 10th anniversary. We get a sabbatical for 30 days for a full month
so
paid.
Lovely. Yeah.
So I've been talking about Italy, and my daughter's graduating. Boston College.
Girl, very nice.
So I'm like, you know, we need you just put it all together.
There
for me.
You go.
Italy, photo shoot, cap and gown.
That's
oh my God, I got to get
done.
Me some Inspirato.
There you
all
go.
Done.
So those milestone trips are so amazing to hear about, and just donors beaming with excitement when they come back and just want to share the experience
yeah.
that it was like no other. And
right,
we've
right,
talked
right.
with so many donors who have shared those experiences also and have just loved, loved, loved traveling with us.
And they're naming the nonprofit at each step of this storytelling journey.
They're remembering. That's right.
And but they're also there. They're going on social saying, look at me, I'm in Italy getting my picture taken in a garden. You know, Joseph helped me and we won this package.
You know,
we attended the Black and White Gala, right? So it's a lot of exposure. It's building community. It really is.
Yes.
For sure. How's the fundraising going though? Because these packages aren't cheap, right? We're not
talking like,
you know, they're not unattainable because of the deep discount that Inspirato has built into their model.
Correct.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But how are they doing? How are nonprofits doing it, raising in however they're leveraging their travel? How are they doing?
So I'll tell you a quick story after I share with you that really we found the sweet spot for the Inspirato packages are nonprofits that can support a 5,000, a 7,000, or 10,000 plus reserve cost.
Okay.
That means coming into the room knowing that you don't want to go more than double that reserve. So let's start with the $5,000 package. We found that nonprofits will go ahead and either bid it up or set them as a buy now for about $10,000. Maybe they'll go to $12,000. Maybe they'll go to $14,000. You don't want to go much higher than that because remembering the $5,000 is what our members pay and the open market value is 30 to 60% higher than that $5,000. So we really do coach and encourage the nonprofit. They're able to sell three or four of them at a time. And the beautiful piece, too, is that these auctioneers that we also partner with, they know how to sell the Inspirato package. They're going to walk in and talk about Enrique. They're going to walk in and talk about the story of Inspirato and what that beautiful experience is like. So nonprofits are going in and what they're doing is they're taking maybe two or three different level packages. That way they can capture as many donors in the room that want to spend at different levels. And they're selling two or three packages each. We recently worked at the nonprofit. They hosted their very first gala.
Okay.
Down in Cabo. Okay. We coached them for a year, worked with them very closely. We understood from them who is going to be in the room. Tell us about the donors. What are they like? What's their profile? They shared that with us. So they did include in a 5,000, a 7,000, a 10,000, and a $15,000 reserve.
Okay.
In reserves, they sold $124,000 of reserves.
Wow.
And these were VIP donors. They're going to the lights of Europe. They're going to our mountain destinations to ski. They're going to the beach and they probably sold maybe two or three of each of those level packages that I was sharing with you.
Yeah, well, peer pressure. If my buddy over here is going someplace and this buddy on my right is going someplace, well,
I'm sure
not staying home. So,
that's right.
So, yeah, that's a great story.
Contagious. And the auctioneer was also partner auctioneer. So he came in and his name is Keith McLean. I'm going to share a little love for Keith. And Keith came in and he sold it well. And he was able to say, George, I know that you know Tim at table 10. And George, Tim just purchased a $10,000 package.
George, Annie,
let's go.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was bidding them up. Probably a $10,000 package is going for $14,000 or $15,000. So the nonprofit was making each time over that reserve, that amount. But he was selling multiple of them.
Yeah.
And you're having very, very, very happy donors in the room.
And you don't have to worry about the multiples because it's your inventory.
Correct.
And it's always available. So, just keep going.
Thousands of trips.
And so I kind of like this. You know what I like about it? Well, there's so much to like about it, but another thought light bulb that just went off in my brain here is that you're really making it very inclusive because the donor picks what is interesting to them. They pick the destination, the activities, right? Like I can go to a destination and have a photo shoot, but maybe somebody else wants to have a private dinner with, a violinist. So you're selling an experience, not necessarily this hotel with four people and blah, blah, blah. You're like, okay, go go through the inventory and go anywhere you want. And then you pick where you want, build your itinerary to fit your fancy, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little different twist on, it's still similar consignment, but it's a different twist because it is so highly customizable to the donor.
Yes.
So you just have to get that mindset about how to position this when you're in the room, or if you're doing a sweepstakes, or if you're having your own travel shop, because, you know, I'm thinking you could activate board members.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
Your
yeah.
next board meeting,
that's
say,
right.
Well, thank you so much, guys. We were productive this meeting. Really appreciate your help. By the way, I'm going to leave you with a gift. Here's a one pager about some of the travel that we're offering to grow impact. And
that's right.
You know,
yeah,
you're going on vacation anyway. So pick one from here so that we could, you know, make a little money.
Yeah. And they have a level of commitment, right? Those board members do. So we highly encourage tapping into the board, get them traveling even before your gala doors open.
Yeah.
So that they can speak to the experience and get even more paddles raised for you. So we do love that. And to be able to coach that, the beauty of it too, is that there are thousands of trips that donors can choose from, but we're really intentional with each of the galas to highlight maybe four destinations tops in a
right, so
specific
that it's
genre.
Not so, yeah.
So it's not confusing. But if your donor comes back and they see, you know, of the thousands of trips, they can choose any of them. And their dedicated travel specialists will work with them and say, you know, you purchased a package and it looks like these are the four destinations that were highlighted, but you have 1,700 trips or 6,000 trips to choose from, depending on the reserve level.
Because it's hard to talk about 6,000 trips.
Too much. Of course.
So, right? Yeah. So you focus them in a little bit and then you over-deliver, right? It's like
100%.
Yeah.
Surprise and delight.
We've got these four dresses for you. You win one. But when you go into the store, you're going to actually pick one out of, you know, 1,000 or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
Perfect. Yeah.
So
that's exactly
there's not
right.
that much, you know, I mean, it's still leveraging travel for good. It's just leveling up 10 steps. It's just a little different, you know, approach in how you deliver it. So for people that are out there thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Yes, you can, because auctioneers know what they're doing.
They do.
And if I understand Inspirato, you get not just does the donor get concierge service, but you provide that handholding to the nonprofit to help them plan their strategy before, during, and after as well.
Exactly right. They're going to meet my team. I've got a team of six regional directors that work with nonprofits all over the country. We've worked with over 1,000 nonprofits. And we've helped, you know, raise thousands of dollars for close to 2,000 events so far. So they're expert and will work directly with nonprofit organizations to make certain that the packages that are included in your live event. And keep in mind, Donna Duchesne, you can go to your board of directors. So it doesn't have to be a live auction. As long as it's a live event that you give the Inspirato package some live love. Because imagine putting us on a shelf somewhere, like a silent auction doesn't work with this product.
Got it.
So you want to be up there and you want to be highlighting all of the differentiation points and getting your donors really excited about travel to an Inspirato property. Plus, there's the membership incorporated. And it's just really hard to share that in a silent setting. So give it some live love. If it's not a true auction, get someone up there, tell the story of Inspirato. I'm happy to help do that. We have scripting. We have a complete marketing toolkit for that for the nonprofits to be able to utilize.
Fantastic.
And they're going to work directly with our team and our marketing specialists to make those packages come to life and help make thousands of dollars of difference.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is I'm like on Inspirato right now. I'm trying to find that Italy trip that I want to take. Well, so this has been exciting. This is fun. I'm so glad that we have a partnership that's going to help us get our audience fundraising quicker and easier. And we're going to more to come on that, I promise, for anyone who's listening. So you're going to see that very soon through all the channels at One Cause. But you are going to be with us at the 8th Annual RAISE Conference in September. So I do want to sincerely thank you for your sponsorship. RAISE is such an amazing educational conference, but we can't put it on without our sponsors. And there's over 30 educational sessions that are all accredited with CFRE, so you can earn your continuing education points. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for supporting RAISE and the Fearless Fundraising community. But you're going to be here with us in September.
We cannot wait. We are so excited. I will be bringing my regional director, Amy, with me, Amy Cash, and she and I are already planning. So we cannot So we cannot wait to meet so many folks and share the good with them, and that all that Inspirato can do to really be impactful for their nonprofit organization.
Fun. So you'll be you have a booth then at the sponsor pavilion.
Yes.
Yep. And you'll be there. Will you be there line dancing with us in the morning and night?
Because we like to party.
You're going to do that. You're going to do it all.
Absolutely. I know we'll have to talk wardrobe because it's been quite some time since I've been to Nashville. So we'll have to figure that out. But I'm
cowboy
very
boots.
Excited.
That's all you need.
That's it. Right.
Well, I mean, you know.
A little bit more than that.
But any outfit, just accessorize it with cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And you're good.
I will say, Dawn, I know we have a mutual love for New Jersey, and Bon Jovi did open a new establishment in Nashville. So you and I should check that out.
Ooh la la. I'm going where you're going. Let me tell you something, because you're definitely going places. Yeah. Wow. So much fun. And I can't wait to package this up in a bow and deliver it to our audience. Inspirato and One Cause together, just to help our nonprofits do things easier, quicker, and with great impact. It's going to be a great partnership and relationship. And the people that benefit are the people that should benefit, the nonprofits who are building their communities. And I think that's probably why you started Inspirato for Good.
Yeah, we're great. And we're just super grateful to be partnering with One Cause. Your community is beyond exceptional.
Special. We love our community.
So special. Yeah. And just exceptional. You're all exceptional humans, honestly. And
thank you. Oh,
so we've sweet. Just been blown away by, you know, the partnership thus far, but we're just really excited to be able to make an impact for the clients that already know and love you guys. And bring what we can to, you know, make them love and want to be closer to you guys even more.
Sweet of you to say. Yeah, I mean, but right back at you, right? And that's why birds of a feather.
There you go.
So Fearless Fundraisers, was that exciting or what? I know you're all chomping at the bit, but join us at RAISE and you'll be able to meet Inspirato and stay tuned for offerings that our two companies are going to be bring to you very soon. But that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's RAISE Nation topic and your daily dose of fundraising inspiration. How could you not like today's topic? Tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But in the meantime, you could listen to wherever you get your favorite podcast, because we stream on 10 different channels or on demand at onecause.com. You can also find us at YouTube. I'd like to thank our sponsor, One Cause, for making this episode possible. One Cause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. And please visit the resource tab on the homepage. There's a broad catalog of content that you'll find helpful. A huge shout out and thanks to my guest, Jennifer from Inspirato for Good, from Inspirato. All
thank
things
you,
inspiring Dawn. Today. Thank you so much for being with us today. We loved this conversation. We love you. We can't wait to see you in Nashville. But I do have to ask, any last words of inspiration for our audience?
Yeah, I wanted to share a really great quote. Actually, I pulled it yesterday from one of my go-tos, Simon Sinek, which I'm sure a lot of your audience is drawn
to. Oh, yeah, we're familiar.
Uh-huh. So I love this one. Most of us live our lives by accident. We live it as it happens. Fulfillment comes when we live our lives on purpose. So I hope everyone goes out and lives their life with purpose and continues to do so much good in the world, because it really, truly matters.
You heard it here. Live your life with purpose. I love that. Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's just so great talking to you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. Stay fearless.